Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A 2-year-old buck taken during last fall's gun deer hunt has tested positive for chronic wasting disease in northern Lincoln County, south of Rhinelander. DNR District Wildlife Supervisor Mike Zechmeister says after 2 tests, the deer was found to have CWD.
The test results came back positive for CWD initially, and then we had a confirmation test. We always do that just to kind of a security issue, just to make sure, you know, indeed it was positive. Confirmation test was that it was indeed CWD positive.
Zechmeister says this will mean Oneida County's 3-year ban on baiting and feeding, which went into effect after discovery at a Three Lakes game farm, will be renewed, in effect turning back the clock.
Since this deer was harvested in Lincoln County, there will be a 3-year baiting and feeding ban for Lincoln County. That's new, and that's beginning February 1st. The third part of this is, since Langlade County was within that 10-mile distance, the Langlade County line, Langlade County will be having a 2-year baiting and feeding ban taking effect on February 1st.
Zechmeister says it's time for interested parties to look at the issue in wider terms.
We can't just be focused on the feeding and baiting ban. I know that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, but we have much bigger fish to fry here, so to speak. We have to address CWD in this area.
Zechmeister says they'll be relying on the county deer advisory councils to provide input on just how the problem should be addressed. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish today presented Nicolet College officials with a check to continue entrepreneurial programs. The $25,000 grant through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will expand training, mentorship, and support services and build more entrepreneurial education. Nicolet received a similar grant last year. Clayfish says there was a very competitive process to get the grants.
$500,000 will be awarded today. There were 36 different applicants for that money. Only 11 made the cut. And I am proud to tell you here today that Nicolet College once again will get a $25,000 grant to support the entrepreneurship activities of our outstanding Wisconsin neighbors in the Northwoods.
The college has a number of business-based programs, including a program that was attended by Nancy Brecky Jones of Rhinelander. Brecky Jones thought of a way for people with problems lacing up shoes to be able to do so using her product Replace-A-Lace.
Replace-A-Lace is a no-tie shoelace that you can use to take the laces out of your existing tennis shoes and install the Velcro, I call them hook and loop, but the common term is Velcro. Everybody knows what Velcro is, so. But hook and loop straps into your tennis shoes, making them an easy closed shoe for somebody that needs an alternative to laces.
Brecky Jones said the class helped her put together a business plan to move her idea forward. Nicolet Dean Sandy Bishop said matching contributions come from Nicolet College, county economic development organizations, and the Jude Entrepreneurial Development Fund. And Wisconsin's Menominee Tribe is suing to block a planned gold mine on the Menominee River in Michigan, adjoining Wisconsin. The tribe says the Environmental Protection Agency improperly granted Michigan jurisdiction over the river and nearby wetlands in 1984. It says the control should be held by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers because the river and its wetlands cross state borders. Aquila Resources wants to dig for gold at the so-called Back 40 mine in the UP, but it needs a state permit to fill wetlands. And the Department of Transportation has proposed 2 options at the busy intersection of U.S. 8 and State Highway 47 on Rhinelander's west side. One is a roundabout, which has generated considerable discussion since it was first proposed there. Monday night, the Rhinelander City Council decided no action was the best action. At the request of City Administrator Keith Koss, Public Works Director Tim Kingman wrote a sample letter of support for a roundabout. Members of the City Council wanted to discuss whether the city should support the idea. Councilmember Tom Gleason says he doesn't favor the roundabout and wondered whether the letter might give the impression the City Council supported the idea. Koss said the state asked the city to discuss a letter of support. He asked Kingman to write the letter so it could be discussed at a special meeting this week.
The only way the council could voice an opinion, if they wanted to voice an opinion, was because it fell on, we could put it on a special meeting.
The closing date for comments on the proposal is the end of January, so it had to be discussed this week or the matter would have been moot. Council members were nervous the public perception might be if the council took a position, the public would see it as the city taking a position on what is a state, not city proposal. The council decided not to back any position and simply let the matter die. And several Wisconsin farmers' organizations are working together as part of a new coalition supporting the North American Free Trade Agreement. The newly named Americans for Farmers and Families plans to lobby President Trump and Congress about the importance of NAFTA. Cranberry growers say free and open trade is important because up to 40% of the state's cranberries are exported. The weather forecast for tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies with a low around zero. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 22. Wednesday night, cloudy, low 7. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 29. Stay tuned. Coming up next here on WXPR, it's Northwoods Cafe, live from the WXPR studios. I'm Ken Kroll.